Hello all, Chris McLennan from the Catherine Times. This week I'm talking about crocodiles. Just recently we were asked by NT Parks to help spread the message, the crocodiles message, which they're pushing very hard. They invited us down to the low-level crossing to take a photograph of a 3.8-metre salty they'd caught it just down at Donkey Camp, just where the water for Catherine is drawn for the water supply treatment plant. They trapped the big crocodile there, but they brought it down to the lower level for a reason. There's a sign there that says, beware the crocodiles, don't swim, you're going to be eaten, blah, 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 which we're all reasonably familiar with those signs and heed them as we do when we're in Darwin and say, you swim here, if you don't get eaten by the crocs, you'll get stung to death by the stingers. No, don't go in the water, the blue bottles will get you. I think most of us heed those sort of warnings too. So the message was that this croc that ended up at Donkey Camp actually swam upstream. So to get there, had to pass past Knott's Crossing and past the low level to get there. So the message is it might be a very popular spot to swim, but you're risking death by doing so because these very large and very dangerous beasts are swimming in the same water as you are. In fact, I was told last year by Ranger Claire Pierce that there was a trap set up not far from Malawi, so she was of the same opinion that it's fraught with danger, yet most weekends you can go down there, or most weekdays you can go down there and people, families are splashing in the water at the Lowy. But it just happened on this day that when we were invited down to within NT Parks to take a photograph of this crocodile and spread the message as we were driving across the low-level crossing, there were two fellas in the water having a swim. And like everyone else who was down there in the car park at the time, they soon clambered out of the water to have a look what was in the big trailer that the NT Parks guys had. And of course, there was this large male croc. So, you know, you wouldn't be normal if you didn't go over and have a look. There's such prehistoric things and very unusual and rare to see and touch, and they invited us to do all those things to see, touch and photograph. And so I had the opportunity to talk to these two blokes. They're in their mid-30s, well-tanned, shirtless, dripping with water, have just been swimming. And I said, and they said, well, why have they brought it down here? And I said, we're from the newspaper, we're here to take a photograph of it, and we're here to help them spread the message to be crocwise. And they said, but why here exactly? Was it caught here? And I said, no, it was caught upstream, but it had to swim through here. So this is the message from them, don't go in the water, because these things are there and you could risk injury or death. So you're not going to go back in the water, here, guys. And he sort of looked around for a minute. He looked a bit puzzled and looked up in the air and looked down at this, scratched the dust at his feet and said, well, it's still pretty hot. And the water is really nice and cool. And no, I think we'll go back in. So even after seeing this huge beast, knowing it could potentially and had been in the same water that he was swimming in, back in he goes. So I doff my hat or shake my head in wonder at these NT people.